one of the things you are experiencing is you are experiencing learning how to be safe and how to take care of yourself while not experiencing as much fear. Now, we want to point out what a difference that is in the way your energy works. If you have been frightened into something, you can be frightened into doing the correct thing. You can be frightened into doing the safe thing. But this has been such a long time. You are now learning about how to be safe and take the right actions, but not to include fear in it. The knowledge, of course, of what the threat is, but not shivering in the dark doing the right thing. Being whole and able to receive light, being full of light, and doing the right thing. This is something we believe you will find helpful for you as you move forward into this next segment of life on the planet. And that is that you are not made any stronger by being terrified. If anything, you are more vulnerable if you are reacting through terror, because it narrows the way the energy runs in your life. If you can say, here is a thing I need to do to be safe, to do the right thing, and I am going to do that as I am filling with light. You have learned a magnificent thing when you learn that, because that is a power, to know that you can be protective, you can be wise, you can be good, and you can be full of light as you are doing the things that make you safe and make those around you safe. We've noticed, because you have all seen it, that there are those who see that there are only two positions in life. And one of them is completely free and not needing to think about anything. And those who think that you cannot leave the living room, you must close the door and make it dark and live in fear. But those are not the only two positions. The other positions are in the middle road. And the middle road says, of course I know about the reality of what is happening. But I also know that while I am taking care of myself, I have the right to be full of light. I have the right in the quietness to take some time to dream. And we would like to speak to you just for a moment about that. For women, dreaming has been something that was dangerous, because dreaming always depended on the energy of someone who would give you permission to have your dream. Someone to whom you had to give power in order to have your dream. And you have seen this, of course, throughout your life, but it is in that patriarchal program that your dreams cannot simply come through your own energy. And the truth of it is, that is the only way your real dreams are ever going to come to you. Certainly, you can work with other people. You can ask for their assistance. You can work that way. But the truth of it is, the energy that makes a dream begin to unfold is the energy that you hold about that dream. Now, here is one we do not want you to be pulled off, of course. But you do not need to know everything about how to create that dream. And you do not need to do everything perfectly. Within this framework, there is room for course correction, for learning, for gathering new information. But the dream must belong to you. It must be held by you, and it must be a match for your heart. So when we are using this time, if you have ever said to yourself, I do not have a dream, we need you to know that you are mistaken, because you probably have an idea about what a dream is supposed to look like. A dream looks like you. It looks like what you see in your heart. It feels like what you see in your heart. And we all have that dream, but so much fear has gathered around it. What if it is not the right dream? What if we do not do it perfectly? What if it does not happen in the way we want it to happen? All of that, those things are fears that we want to remove from our lives in order that the dream can speak to us. Now, here is the thing to know. There is, of course, more than one dream. And sometimes the dream has a loud voice and says, move ahead now. Sometimes it has a quiet voice. Sometimes it says, would you like to feel like you feel when you are having tea with a friend? That, you see, can be the beginning of a dream. What are the things, then, that allow you to feel that way, to talk that way, where the talk is flowing and free, and where you truly hear each other? These are the things we do that prepare us to actually understand our dream. If you have a patriarchal slant on what it is to have a dream, you are not going to have a dream. It is too difficult. It is too harsh. It is far too reliant on someone or something to which you have to give your power. When you find that element in your life, then we are not talking about your dream. We are talking about your programming. And that programming is not your friend. So do be careful and do watch for it. And in the quiet of this time, allow yourself to listen to the voice of your dreams, perhaps a small one, and then later on perhaps a louder voice that is the voice of a dream. But do not get caught in the idea, the patriarchal idea, that it must be approved of by other people, that it must provide you with a lot of money, although it certainly can do that. But you do not want to enter with that. You want to enter with, is this the thing that makes me feel alive? Is this the thing that matches the energy in my heart? And when I am looking for things, dreams, large or small, if they pass that test, then you are dreaming in the right direction. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth coming up and entering your body, Let that cleansing energy free up any blockage you might have in your root center and make that center free to be a creative force for your dreams. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your second center. Let the cleansing energy wash away any shame or judgment that might be caught there. Feel it leaving you along with the worry and the limitation. Feel it all flowing out of that center so that that center can do what it was designed to do. Be a constant source of cleansing for anything that comes through your life that you wish to move through your life and away. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. Let the cleansing energy displace the emotions that might have caught there that do not belong with your dreams. Feel all of that moved out and away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy spread across the garden in your heart, washing away any old pain, any fear. And feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy displace anything that disparages anything you might dream. Feel all of that moved out of your communication center. And feel the mother's communication in your own center. The mother who says, "My daughter, dream, move, and I move with you." And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye, washing the third eye, making it strong. Feel your intuitive powers return and know that you can trust them. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown, opening that crown widely so that you are able to receive all that is good for you, all that you dream. Feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your crown. Flow into your third eye and your throat. Flow into your heart to nourish all that you are growing there. Into your solar plexus, your second center, your root. So feel yourself connected to the universe through this golden light that touches every important part of you and is fed by the great light that created you. Let that light spread into your thoughts. Fill your trunk. Heal you. Flow down your shoulders and arms and your back to relieve you of burden. Flow down through your legs and into your feet for support and wisdom. Move past your body to form a field of protection and attraction for what is for your highest good. Move your attention into your heart center. Stop and see the beauty of your heart, all the things that are growing there, all the things around you that are like who you really are. Now see a path that moves upward in your heart, and step on that path. And move easily. Feel how you are moving up, but you are not laboring. Energy is moving you up. And find that you are on a path. And as you walk forward on the path, something crosses your path. Rest your mind and allow yourself to know the thing that crosses your path. Now come back and move forward on the path again. And see that something blocks you on your path. And feel your hand become energy. And extended from your hand, feel that there is a wand of energy. And use your energy to move whatever blocks you. Now move forward on your path. And come to a place of dreams. And see this place like a river of silver. Calm, beautiful, serene. And reach into the river for a symbol. Bring the symbol up, resting your mind, remember. Now come back down the path and see that your way is completely clear. and your movement is light and easy. Come back into your heart center. And begin to breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.